Chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early, and camped beside the spring of Herod. And the camp of Midian was on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh, in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead.'" There returned of the people 22,000, but 10,000 remained. The Lord said to Gideon, "The people are yet too many, bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there, and it shall be, that of whom I tell you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and of whoever I tell you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go." So he brought down the people to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps of the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall put to one side, likewise everyone who kneels down on his knees to drink shall be on the other side." The number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people kneeled down on their knees to drink water. The Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the people go every man to his home." So the people took food in their hand, and their trumpets, and he sent all the men of Israel every man to his tent, but retained the 300 men. And the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. It happened the same night, that the Lord said to him, "Arise, get down into the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go with Pori your servant down to the camp, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward will your hands be strengthened to go down into the camp." Then he went down with Pori his servant to the outermost part of the armed men who were in the camp. And Midian, Amalek, and all the Kedemites lay along in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as numerous as the sand which is on the seashore. When Gideon had come, look, there was a man telling a dream to his friend, and he said, "Look, I had a dream, and look, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian, and came to the tent, and struck it so that it fell, and turned it upside down, so that the tent collapsed." His friend answered, "This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered Midian, and all the army." It was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, and its interpretation, that he worshipped, and he returned into the camp of Israel, and said, "Get up, for the Lord has delivered into your hand the army of Midian." He divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put into the hands of all of them trumpets, and empty pitchers, with torches within the pitchers. He said to them, "Look at me, and do likewise. And look, when I come to the outermost part of the camp, it shall be that, as I do, so you shall do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who were with me, then you blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outermost part of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, when they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and broke in pieces the pitchers that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets, and broke the pitchers, and held the torches in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands with which to blow, and they called out, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." They each stood in his place every man around the camp, and all the army ran, and they shouted, and put them to flight. They blew the 300 trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, and against all the army, and the army fled as far as Beth Shitta towards Arera, as far as the border of Abel-Meholah, by Tabith. The men of Israel were gathered together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after Midian. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against Midian, and capture the waters, as far as Beth-Bara, even the Jordan." So all the men of Ephraim were gathered together, and seized the waters as far as Beth-Bara, even the Jordan. They took the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and they killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they killed at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian. Then they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon beyond the Jordan.